welcome back to my podcast, Follow My Journey, and today, 22 of Daily Gratitude. I am Nadine, and I hope you enjoy. I really try to make today's episode way shorter than yesterday's, but I am in a talkative mood today, but still, yeah, I'll try to keep it short. But also, I want to set the scene with you guys so you know where I am. I hope you don't hear that beeping noise. It's like a car somewhere, I don't know. The weather is so good that I was like, no, I cannot sit inside and record this episode inside. I have to be outside. But I also just started like doing my laundry, so the wash machine is on. It's like loud. Like when I sit on the porch, you would hear the wash machine. So I was like, I'll just go outside, like next to the river. But I'm not on the bench where I usually sit. I'm actually sitting in a tree right now. Like, it's not really that I had to climb, but it is quite fancy, I gotta say. It's really peaceful. I mean, now the beeping noise is gone, so maybe you can even hear the birds, and maybe there will be like a wind breeze from time to time, but I hope that you will still be able to hear me. Anyways, what I'm grateful for today, simply, it is, I'm grateful for home. And what is home? What is home for you? I realize that for me, home, well, I think this is a whole different episode talking about home, but yeah, to make it short for today's episode, being grateful for home in a way that yesterday when I was, spending the day with Mark, you know Mark now because, yeah, he's on that podcast since yesterday, or actually, like, today. I uploaded it like after midnight. So anyways, we were listening to that song he showed me. It's called 1955. I will put the link to the song in the show notes. Definitely check that song out. I love it, even though I just heard it yesterday for the first time. This was a song where I was listening to it for the first time and I was like, yeah, I love it. Also another song he showed me yesterday. Like sometimes, yeah, I just click with songs and sometimes I'm like, I have to listen to it a few times, but I know I will eventually probably like it. But yeah, never mind. I'm also grateful for that. Music. I did an episode on music. Anyways, like, you can never be... Yeah, you can always be grateful for music, like, in every second. But, so we were listening to that song, 1955. And yes, Canberra Friend, thank you. Because he was telling me... And if you don't know what I mean with Canberra Friend, well, I'm saying listen to the episode that I did with Mark. It's called She'll Be Right, The Best Way to Learn Aussie English with Mark. And yes, you have to pronounce the when you say the title of this episode. Anyways, and we talk about the Canberra Friend in that episode. So if you listen to it, you know why I was saying the Canberra Friend. Because the Canberra Friend, wow, I said it many times now. She told Mark, I mean, I don't know if she told Mark about the song, but she really likes the song. And Mark told me that the song really reminds him of her. Wow, that was complicated. And so yeah, Canberra Friend, this is a shout out to you. This is a shout out to my ex. No, you're not my ex, but you know. yes, thank you, because I really love the song. And I mean, probably people are like, okay, why are you telling me this right now? I am telling you this because this is when when it hit me to be grateful for home. Because she was singing in the song, like the lyrics of the, I think it's a bridge, it's a bridge part, where she sings, wherever I will go, this will always be home. And you know what? I was sitting there in the car driving, like he was driving, I was, whatever. Just sitting there enjoying the view, enjoying life, I guess, and just singing. I mean, I didn't sing because I didn't know the song by then, but now I would. But hearing those words, wherever I will go, this will always be home. Wow, can you hear the bird? Oh, it's the one with the long or funny beak. Oh, hi. I've never seen that before. Huh, they're like people walk, like driving that, I don't know what it's called, like a thing you would see on a golf court. Like, you know, from High School Musical, I think it's the second part, where they're on that holiday and they're riding those trolley things. I don't know, yeah, they were just people next to me, like on the road. Anyway, this is weird. Distraction is calling. I wanted to keep it short. But yeah, being grateful for home. It really hit me in that moment when she was saying, yeah, I said it many times now, but yeah, wherever you are, no one can take that away from you. Even if you leave places, it can be home for you, even though maybe it was only a week. Like, you know, you can feel at home quite fast. It doesn't matter how long you stayed at a place. And I, to be honest, I feel like, yeah, you can have many homes. And I really am grateful for that, especially like, I mean, maybe some people don't feel home as fast, but I feel like for myself, I've been to places where I feel like I do feel home pretty fast, and just, yeah, grateful for that, for knowing that, yeah, whenever I will go back to these places, it will be like, in a way, coming home. And even though, like, I've been to New Zealand, I would not say that there's one specific place, but just, I think the country in general, whereas the States, I would probably not feel, I mean, I've been to the States after my exchange year, but it wasn't like, yeah, coming home, I would say. It would be coming home if I would, yeah, go back to Idaho and, like, spend time with my host family. Or not even that, but being in the state of Idaho, I think that would make me feel home. Here in Australia, I don't really know, like, because I haven't really been to other places than Townsville. Yeah, now you know. I realize I haven't mentioned the city I'm staying in here, but Mark did yesterday. So yeah, Townsville is a place I am in right now. And yeah, don't you have these moments? It could be whatever lyrics, but really, like, those moments in the car or wherever, when you listen to a song or you read something or whatever, words in general, and they really hit you, and like, wow, yeah, this is so true. And you're like, it's just like everything stops for a moment and you're like thinking and like, yes, right, I should be grateful for everything right now. And I just had that moment, yeah, yesterday when we heard that song. And since then, I'm like, really, like, wow, this is home for me right now. Wow. Could you hear that? Maybe. It was really loud, I think. Okay, there's another one. Funny. Thanks, Karen Brofriend, for the song. I've been listening to it since then for, like, I don't know how many times already. But yeah, I will put it in the show notes. Definitely check it out. It's a really nice, happy song you want to dance to. So do that, because that will make you feel good, I believe, at least. So yeah, that's it for today. Think about what you're grateful for today. And I will talk to you tomorrow. And yeah, it's Monday, so have a good week. And is it the last Monday of Daily Gratitude episodes? Maybe, could be. Well, anyways, we will see. We will find out. Like I said, have a good day, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye.